Welcome to a really quick podcast where we sit down with ILTA staff members and talk about the first-time attendee experience and also what staff is looking forward to at ILTACon. My name is Beth-Ann Stubbe, and I manage ILTA's publications. Today, I sit down with Tracy McCray, who manages ILTA's events in all of the really fun and cool ways. So, Tracy, what are two things that first-time attendees should look forward to? Because you're a first-time staff attendee.
I think two of the things that people should look most forward to is finally putting faces to the names that you've read all year long in your email and on the e-groups, and just seeing it all come together and experience the whole thing and really immerse yourself or myself as a first-time staff attendee into the experience, really make the most of it, go to the breakfasts and sit at tables that have people that you may not know, just to start making all those connections.
What do you think a first-time attendee might not know about?
They might not know that we have recreational events every morning that will still get you to breakfast on time. We'll have morning yoga and Zumba, and we'll also have a fun run on Monday morning. So it's a good way to get your day started.
Tracy, any last words for first-time attendees?
I think that you definitely need to download the app and familiarize yourself with the schedule before you arrive, as well as look at the session tracks and make sure that you know what you want to attend so that you can really maximize your participation.
Woo, we're excited. We'll see you there.
All right, see you there.
And we're back with another first-time staff attendee for ILTACon 2019. I'm here right now with Katie Desir. She works in our marketing department and handles all of our social and emails. So Katie, what are you looking forward to as a first-time attendee for ILTACon?
I think I'm really looking forward to just seeing the excitement about the event, seeing it as it's the largest event that we host. I think it's going to be really fun doing social media coverage and then writing the wrap-up pieces about the different learning sessions. So don't be scared if you see me with my phone trying to ask for selfies or doing Facebook Lives.
That all sounds super fun. What don't you think a first-time attendee to ILTACon would know? Give us something cool that they can check out.
Well, there's actually the ILTACon Buddy system where you can sign up and you get paired with someone who has attended ILTACon before, and they kind of mentor you to choose like which sessions you go to. And then I think this year there's a scavenger hunt with the program, so that should be a lot of fun. And then there's several networking receptions that you can go to as well. So make sure you check out the website and look at what the other networking opportunities are.
I'll be your ILTACon buddy if you want.
Please do.
We'll see you there.
Thanks. See you there.
I'm here with Marsha Golod today, manager of partner programs for ILTA, and she's a first-time staff attendee. So Marsha, what are you most looking forward to on-site as a first-time attendee?
Well, I'm looking actually forward to many things. I know that this is an event of all of the events, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of our great education sessions. I'm looking forward to meeting all of the business partners that I've been working with since I started in October, and of course, meeting a lot of our members in person.
And I'm pretty sure you're looking forward to morning Zumba.
That is what I'm looking forward to the most.
Well, other than morning Zumba, what should a first-time attendee know, and where should they go?
Well, one of my roles here is going to be, I'll be responsible for the Education Hub, which will be taking place in the Exhibit Hall. And this is a great place to come and see some of our most innovative and creative business partners. They will be presenting some really powerful and engaging sessions on the latest trends in the technology legal space. So these will be a series of 20-minute and 40-minute educational sessions. And again, they will be in the Education Hub in the Exhibit Hall Tuesday through Thursday. So please, please, please come and visit.
Marsha and I will see you guys on site. Thanks, Marsha.
Thanks, Beth-Ann.
And we're back with another first time need to know for attendees. I'm here with Denise Ash. Denise is our events education coordinator, and this is her eighth ILTACon, but her first as a staff member. So welcome, Denise.
Thank you, Beth-Ann. I appreciate it.
And I need to know, now as a staff member, what are you most looking forward to? Because you have been here so often as a firm member before.
It is really interesting to see everything that takes place behind the scenes to make ILTACon happen. I should have known that before as an attendee, but did not. So it's been really interesting to work on getting the speakers inputted, working with the teams. It's been awesome. So I'm really looking forward to see how it all comes together from a staff perspective.
That's pretty cool because we've got so many moving parts and we're all going to be in early, but you've had the benefit that not very many of us have, being able to kind of go through sessions before, see speakers, go to the keynotes. If I was a first-time attendee, what would you tell me to check out?
Well, it would really depend on your area of expertise and what you do at your firm, Bethann. But one thing that we're doing that's new this year that to me is so exciting is a litigation support day. So if you're involved in litigation support, you really need to check this day out. It's going to be Wednesday. There's going to be networking opportunities. The lunch will be right in that same room. There will be so many litigation support quote unquote celebrities. And I'm just really excited about the content and the format of that session. I think it's going to be a fantastic day.
That's awesome. I'm also in for a free lunch, so I will join you there.
Sounds good. We'll see you there.
Thanks, Denise.
Thanks, Bethann. Bye-bye.
And welcome back to another really quick peer-to-peer ILTACON update. For 2019, I'm here with Danielle Noon. She's our project coordinator. Danielle works closely with our content coordinating teams and helps out with all of our podcast editing. Danielle, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So we're talking about ILTACON 2019, and as a returning staff member, you've seen a few ILTACONs. So what are you most looking forward to in Orlando this year?
I would say working as a project coordinator closely with our members and our content coordinating team members, I'm looking forward to going and meeting most of them face-to-face. I work with them over the computer, you know, remotely and over Zoom, but there's only so much of a personal relationship you can get with your members over the computer. Over the past couple of years going to ILTACON, that is what I have looked forward to most, is actually shaking their hand and conveying the appreciation for those members and the help that they have done and the knowledge they have shared that you really can't do when you're over Zoom.
No, and those personal connections are what makes ILTA, ILTA. But what else? What are some first-time attendee things that people should know about? If they've never been to ILTACON, what would you suggest that they check out?
I would actually suggest a few things. Starting off, every ILTACON we have what we call a buddy system, where if you are new, you will be put with somebody else who has been there for multiple years. So it's great for learning the ins and outs of sessions, navigating the convention center, especially if you both get lost, because then you'll have somebody else to blame for it. It's easier to network because you'll be meeting like-minded people, especially talking about networking. You can learn a lot about ILTACON just by going to the sessions and finding those like-minded people to network with, to take their names and their experiences and go back home, and you have them to reach out to later if you need to. Something that I have found really helpful is doing your homework on the sessions before you come. There's always a session list on the ILTACON website where you can write down the session numbers, the rooms that they're in, so that way when you get there, you can have a list of all of them that you want to go to first, and then a secondary list if you don't get to the first ones that you want to go to. So that way you're not missing out or feel like you've missed out on something because you've already had your plan of attack or your plan of action, and there's less stress about missing out on something. I would also suggest definitely learn the layout before the sessions start, just so that you can navigate the meeting rooms a lot more easily. Ask ILTA staff anything, because even if we don't know the answer, we will definitely find out the answer for you.
Thank you, Danielle. And we are both looking forward to seeing everybody on site at the Swan and Dolphin.
Thank you. This was great.